Equity investment now demystified. Financial planning made easy with the Oracle.
Accurate topics, investment education, economic update, retirement planning, youth empowerment, pension update, real estate, entrepreneuring, and lots more. Monday to Friday on this radio channel, Stockwatch on radio with Abayomi Obabolujo, empowering you for wealth.
Hello, good morning, and welcome to this Thursday's episode of Your Wealth Class on Radio. I'm Abayomi Obabolujo. The All-Share Index of the Nigerian Stock Exchange for the three trading sessions so far this week has been down. As a matter of fact, with the loss in the All-Share Index of the Nigerian Stock Exchange yesterday, there were five straight trading sessions of red performances. And as a matter of fact, also, except for the green session recorded on March 13th, there would have been 11 straight sessions of decline recorded by the All-Share Index of the Nigerian Stock Exchange. So as at yesterday, the year-to-date performance of the market was negative 1.2%, and month to date for the market was negative 2.1%. And looking at the position of indicators as at yesterday, the money flow having got to a very low level began to show possibilities as it began to look up for yesterday. So if that continues, we might begin to see positive trading sessions, particularly for today and tomorrow. Looking at MACD, it is still showing us a measure of bearish session, right? But if you take a closer look at the stochastic, it is actually saying that the possibilities is that the market might end flat today, and that is if it does not gain marginally. And if it continues this way, it suggests that at least one day of rain session is still possible. But what I really wanted to talk about this morning is the rights issue of fixing healthcare PSC. It is still very much open, and I sincerely implore you to make the move now to invest in these rights, either to increase your existing holdings in the company, or that you invest in this right issue to become fresh investor in the company. Both ways, you win. And for those who have called me personally to tell me that their stockbrokers seem not to know how to help out in getting the rights, I will advise you call Aruna Kibira. He's always willing to help on 0802-300-9379, 0802-300-9379, and Abayomi Adebanjo, who, not Obabolujo, Abayomi Adebanjo, is the company secretary of his healthcare PLC. You could reach him on 0802-314-6760, 0802-314-6760. Whether you are in Enugu, you are in Abakaliki, Onitsha, wherever you are getting to hear us this morning, whether you are in Kano, you are in Port Harcourt, you are in Benin, you are in Akure, you are in Ibadan, you might be in Lagos, you might be in Kaduna, Abuja, anywhere, or Abeokuta, you are getting to hear us this morning, you can make those calls to ask how you can partake in the rights of Fitzing Healthcare PLC. It is still ongoing, at least for the next 3 or more weeks. Now, when you invest in this rights issue of Fitzing, what is actually the risk you are taking? All right, so that is the question that is a puzzle So I will try as much as possible to unravel this by showing you what you do when you invest in stocks and things like that. So this is applicable to general investing in the stock market. Get this right, please listen. Though I will try as much as possible to make this audio available on our website, www.stocksng.com, www.stocksng.com, stocksng as in Nigeria.com. And also we extract it and also make it available on the pages of Stocks Watch Weekly newspaper against Monday. Now, let me quickly tell you this because of our time. The price at which you buy a stock is very important, because price could decline below the purchase price, and this is where the strength of a stock lies. So you shouldn't buy a stock where the price will decline and remain low, right? But let me just continue first. If there is time, we can elaborate. So this, that is the risk you take when you invest in the stock market. So that is talking about the possibility that price might come down below how much you are buying. So quality stock may experience price decline. Please listen. But such stock will sure recover in price over time. They will also climb higher in price to form new price high. Whereas bad stocks will experience price decline, and their prices will remain down almost for an eternity, or for all eternity, no matter how hard the price tries to come back up. So when you see the price of a stock falling, please, before you take any action, before you decide on what to do, what you need to do is take a deeper look at the company, because prices of stocks will not just decline. Prices of stocks do decline for different reasons. Price could decline when there is no liquidity in the system, in the economy. So it becomes a general thing in the market that prices of all stocks must fall. Such scenarios often occur when government spending is low and things are just generally hard, and everyone within an economic system is complaining that things are tough in such country. So the stock market that operates in such a country will see red than green days. But when the economy is improving and the price of a stock is yet falling, then there must be a fundamental issue with the particular companies involved. So how do you know a strong company? I'll tell you. Please listen to me. I like to say this, that how you know a strong company, it's not how that the price is growing, moving up, gaining when there is bull in the market, but how well the stock is able to sustain a measure of growth in price, how that the price is refusing to decline sharply like the prices of others when things become tough in the market. And virtually all stocks are climbing down, but these particular ones are refusing to climb down drastically like others. That is how to know that the stock is very strong. And now, because of time, let me relate this little to the stock of Fisun Healthcare PLC to show you what you will be doing when you buy into this primary market activity that is the right issue, and why I'm insisting that you should buy. Are you still there? Please listen to me. Let me take you back 11 years from now. That's around 2008. The stock price of Fitzing had performed very well, like that of a strong stock. Remember, the strength of an army is not in never losing a battle, but in never retreating, but buckling up to face the enemy again and eventually win. So it is in the stock market where the strength of a good stock is not in not losing at all, but in the ability of the stock price to recover and forge ahead subsequently. So just like every other stocks that were listed on the floor of the Nigerian Stock Exchange, so Fitzing moved up well while the bull raged in the Nigerian equity market. Fitzing was 10 naira, and that remains the all-time highest price that I can trace on June 11th, 2008. So the market became bad. And this stock refused to crash like others, such that as of September of the year when most equities were already selling almost at zero level, the market was still crashing, was still coming down. Even the anointed of the anointed stocks were still coming down, but Fisting still was able to hold its head up high at over 6 naira, I think around 6 naira 30 copper before it eventually began to respond in the market that has now become very bad. That is how to know a strong stock. Fisting is one. I'm not done. Let me tell you more. Because of the elongated crashed market, despite the resistance that the stock price of Fisting initially put forth, the price could not hold forth as it eventually hit a low of 1 naira 27 kobo on September 28, 2009, which was about a year after it touched the highest price level. A lower low of 61 kobo was later touched on February 16, 2012. How I wish someone had believed well enough in this company called Fisting then to have accumulated its shares at 61 kobo. It was a great fall. Though the price of Fisting soared for the entire 2012, the price eventually rebounded, and by 2015, the stock price was going for almost 4 naira from 61 kobo, thereby showing growth in excess of 85%. That is how you know a good stock. The price might drop, but it will get back up again. So fast forward, March 2017, the price of Fisting had again declined to 92 kobo, again responding to bad market. That should have taught discerning investors major issues. Those who were wise would have bought, because the stock has what it takes to recover. Yes, it eventually did recover as the price got to 6 naira per share on September 18, 2016. So you can just imagine, you buy at 1 kobo and then now getting to see it at 6 naira, or you bought it when it was around 60 kobo and you are still holding on, and eventually the stock hit 6 naira. Can you imagine what you will have gained? That is the mark of a strong stock, of a strong company. What I've just briefed you is the ability of Fisting stock price. The stock is strong because anytime it experiences price loss, it has always recovered again. If that be the case, you simply carry low risk investing in the right issue of Fisting Healthcare PLC. I've spoken to you as the oracle, as a stock analyst. I'm telling you what I know, not just an abstract. It is what I know. The right issue is for Naira. Do not wait until that time when everyone will begin to scrabble for the stock. Call Aaron Akibira now on 08023009379 and Yomi Adebanjo on 08023146760. I've got to go. But by the grace of God, I'm going to be here tomorrow morning to do real estate with you and probably to attend to a few of your questions. Until then, well, we shall be meeting again on this platform tomorrow morning at the same time. I remain yours sincerely in wealth creation, its accumulation and preservation. God bless you. Enjoy the rest of your day.